this age of decadence, lack of direction and purpose, God has raised seven to raise models of integrity and power. Models that will rise above the limit of their birth, backgrounds and circumstances to dimensions beyond their imaginations. Come, let God show you how the vehicle of grace can take you from where you are to where He has ordained you to be. Grow in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ through the preaching and the teaching of a word of life. Join God's choice servant for the world of His grace.
Look at it. Underline that one. That is to say, the problem of the day, of each day, if you look at it in different translations, sufficient unto the day, sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. The problem of a day is enough. The word sufficient means adequate. Beaucoup. Alright? Beaucoup in French, shall be? Is it beaucoup or something? That means it's enough. So every day has its own challenge. Every day has its own problem. If you look at Ephesians chapter 6, chapter 5, verse 16. In Ephesians chapter 5, verse 16, the Bible says, I will say this one in Yoruba and I will say it in English. Emara igbapada. Look at chapter 5 verse 16. Emara igbapada. Nitori pe kini? Nitori pe buburu ni ododun. Is that what the Bible says? I can't hear you. Buburu ni gbogbo ojo. Every day has challenge. So whenever you have a challenge on a day, don't think it is out of place. It is normal. If anybody tells you it is abnormal, that person is preaching another gospel. The Bible says, he said, redeeming the time, because the days, every day is evil. So there will be challenges, there will be evil. And when the devil came to tempt Jesus, Luke chapter 4, in verse 13, the Bible says, after that third temptation, the devil left him for how long? For a season. So it's just like, it's not that after the three temptations of Jesus, he never came back. No, it's just for a season. That is my point number two. Point number three, write it down. Challenges don't have to come in singles. They are often in multiples. Write it down like that. Challenges don't come in singles. What's our title for today? Facing day-to-day challenges. Challenges don't have to come in singles. They don't have to come like one will come now. Another one will come like, you don't dictate when they come. You don't determine when they come. Challenges don't have to come in singles. They don't follow single file. You know, like when we were in primary school, I know some of you went to better schools than mine. They will say, line up according to what? According to your what? According to your height. Who say according to your height? According to what? Those are the ones that went to nursing school. If you go to my kind of school, if I line up according to your gogolarity, praise the Lord. Now, that is not the way challenges come. Challenges don't arrange themselves like big, bigger, biggest. No, challenges just come anyhow. Are you hearing what I'm saying now? They are not organized. Challenges don't get organized. That's the third point you must learn about challenges. In the book of Isaiah chapter 59, look at it in verse 19. Isaiah chapter 59. In Isaiah chapter 59, verse 19, Mommy, are you following what I'm saying here? You are following, you are sure. In Isaiah chapter 59, in verse 19, look at verse 19. The Bible says, and I want to read the later part of verse 19, where the Bible says, when the enemy, underline that word for me, when the enemy shall come in like a flood, underline that word for me, when the enemy shall come in like a flood. Yes, verse 19, part B. The Bible says, when the enemy shall come in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall raise a standard against him. Now, if the Bible says, when the enemy shall come like a flood, how many of us have seen flood before? Wave your hand if you have seen flood. Flood, flood, flood. You have seen flood. Raise up, let me see those hands very well. Those who have seen, maybe water enter a house, flood or something, you've seen it. Even if it has not happened to you, may it not happen in Jesus' name. You have seen it on TV before sometimes, is that correct? Now, when you see flood, do those flood take permission, Pastor? Is it like the flood will come and say, knock the door of the house? Is that the way they come? The Bible says, They come like flood. Challenges come like flood. The word enemy there, when the enemy, underline that word, when the enemy, put, you can Kandahar, how many of you know Kandahar? You can Kandahar, many people will not know Kandahar. Who will know Kandahar? We should know Kandahar, at least all the mamas and the babas. When you Kandahar, you cover with black. So you can cover that and put challenges where you have enemy. When enemy come like a flood, enemies always come like flood. They don't come like in single file. They don't come like in arrangement manner. So it's not something you can say, this is the problem I will have this morning. And then the afternoon, this is the one I'm going to have. Or you are going to say, this one, don't come today, you'll come tomorrow. You know, like, you don't say like that. They come anyhow. But the Bible says, when the enemy come like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will raise a standard against him. That's the third thing I'm telling you about enemy. What is the point? What is challenges? What's the point number one? One, I like you to say it very loud. What is point number two? What is point number three? Point number four. So that you don't think we are helpless and hopeless. Challenges of life can not overcome you. You have said so much about challenges. And we have spoken so much that some people will think, then, what if I get in here? No. 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 So that you don't think that we are hopeless. So that you don't think that because they can come every second, we are helpless. No. How do I know this? Because Jesus Christ, in that John chapter 16, 33 that you read, remember we read that? When he said, this thing have I told you, this thing I say unto you, so that you can have peace. What did he say? He said, in this world, you will have tribulation. Put it on the screen. He said, in this world, you will have tribulation. He said, but what? Be of good cheer. Why? Because I have overcome the world. He has done it on your behalf. He has conquered the world. He has conquered those challenges. They may come physically. You may see the traces. They may happen. That does not mean they will overcome you. Are you hearing what I'm saying, sister? That does not mean. It doesn't give the devil that audacity. It doesn't give him that superiority. It doesn't give him that authority over your life. That because we have said so, you said the challenges are inevitable. Challenges are day by day. We can say challenges are called, they come without order. That means challenges can begin to brag and walk in your sitting room anyhow. No! The Bible says, according to John 16, 33, the Bible says, be of good cheer. I have done what? I have overcome the world. So there is an assurance of deliverance that no matter what it is, there is always a hope. We are not hopeless. We are not helpless. In the book of Psalm 34, look at the Bible, Psalm 34. I'll read verse 19. I'll read verse 20. I'll read verse 21. I'll read verse 22 for you. But let us start from verse 19. Psalm 34, verse 19. The Bible says, how many are the afflictions of the righteous? Many. So challenges can come in multiples. Challenges can come in numbers. Many are the afflictions of the righteous. I have told you they don't come in one. Challenges don't come in two. Challenges come in multiples. They come in many. But the Bible says, even though many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord, ever say the Lord. I cannot hear you very well. Bible says, but the Lord delivereth who? Him. From how many of them? So it does not matter how many those challenges are coming. The Bible says, the Lord delivereth him. Out of how many of them? Out of them all. So even if you are 55, it doesn't matter. So when I came to this verse, I gave myself an assurance that it doesn't matter how many they come, even though the Bible has said they come every day, even though the Bible has said that they are inevitable, but I have an assurance in Psalm 34 verse 19. The Bible says many are the afflictions of the righteous. Yes, my afflictions may be many, but the Bible says the Lord has the ability, the Lord has the capacity, the Lord has the capability. Those three things I mentioned sound alike, but they are not the same. Ability is not capacity. Capacity is not capability. But the Bible says God has capability, he has capability, he has capacity to deliver me from how many of them? All of them. All of them. All of those challenges. Whether the challenge has to do with my education, whether the challenge has to do with my job, whether the challenge has to do with my health, whether the challenge has to do with my career, whether it has to do with my marriage, whether it has to do with my finance, whether it has to do with ministry, it may have to do with church. The Bible says many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him from how many of them? From them all. That is what the Bible says. That is the word of God. The Bible said the Lord delivereth him from them all. Look at what the Bible says in verse 20. Look at verse 20. The Bible says he keepeth. Everybody say keepeth. I can't hear you very well. He keepeth. Are you looking at your Bible? Say keepeth. How many of his bones? I cannot hear you. Say it loud. Let me hear you. Look at the devil and tell him how many. Look at the devil. Tell him how many. The Bible says he keepeth all his bones. Hi. He keepeth all his bones and not one is broken. It doesn't matter how many challenges we have. It doesn't matter. Those guys that are telling you there have been no challenges, they are lying. They are preaching another gospel. I wish they would tell you, challenges can come every second, but the Lord will deliver you from how many of them? All. He will not allow any of your bone to be broken. That is what the Bible says. That is the assurance in verse 9, verse 20. The Bible says, he keepeth all his bones, not any of them is broken. Look at verse 21. Evil shall slay the wicked, and they that hate the righteous shall be desolate. Look at verse 22. The Lord redeemed the soul of his servant, and none of them that trust in him shall be desolate. You shall not be desolate in the name of Jesus. If I were you, I would shout a bigger amen. Amen. A popular verse that we all like to read is verse Psalm 23. In Psalm 23, you know that very well. Nobody knows that. We can't quote that every day. Look at verse 4. The Bible says, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, even though I have challenges left, right, and center everywhere, up and down me, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for thou art with me. Your rod and your staff, what do they do for me? They comfort me. Job 22 verse 29. The Bible says, when men are cast down, thou shalt say, there is nothing, there is lifting up for me. Everybody say, there is lifting up for me. That's what the Bible says. And he shall save the humble person. So there is an assurance. There is a security for me. When the devil comes to say, every day is evil. Matthew chapter 6, verse 34. Evil of a day is enough for the day. In Ephesians, the Bible says all the days are evil. It doesn't matter. Look at what the Bible says in Psalm 68, verse 19. Put it on the screen. Psalm 68 and verse 19. In Psalm 68, verse 19, the Bible says, blessed be the Lord who daily, can I hear you say daily? Who daily load us. So if the devil is telling us there is evil every day, the Bible is also telling us there is blessing how many days? Daily. And the Bible says the way the devil is trying to bring challenges every day, God is also prepared to load me with trailers of blessing every hour, every second, every minute. The Bible says, blessed be the Lord who loads me with benefit. How often? Daily. In Psalm 121, from verse 1 to 4, you know all these psalms. The Bible says, I will lift up my eyes unto the hills. From whence cometh my help? My help comes from the Lord who makes the heaven and the earth. Verse 3. He will not suffer my foot to be moved. He that keepeth me will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel does not do what? Slumber or sleep. The Bible says, when I pass through fire, it will not burn me. Have you read about that before? When I pass through water, it will not overcome me. Have you heard that before? That is the word of God. That is the promise of God. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. How many of you have read the book of Daniel chapter 3 before. Daniel chapter 3. I like all chapter 3 verse 16 of the Bible. You know John 3:16. You remember John 3:16? For God so loved the world. You remember that one? I like 3:16. If you read Daniel chapter 3 verse 16, you know what happened there? Nebuchadnezzar was trying to harass the three Hebrew boys. You know those three Hebrew boys? What are their names? Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And he said, bow down to my the idols. They said, no, we are not going to bow. In verse 16, you know what they said? Oh, Nebuchadnezzar, you know, ideally, when you address the king, you should say the king, live long, royal highness. You know, that's what you should say. They remove king from his name. You know, some people, when you take away their title, they will become angry. Eh? If somebody's doctor now, maybe doctor, I don't know. If you call him bio, say, well, they are introducing me, they didn't put on my title. You know? And that was what those people did for the king in verse 3, in chapter 3, verse 16. The Bible says, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, they said to the king, he said, oh Nebuchadnezzar, what will you call? Oh Nebuchadnezzar, we will not be careful to answer you in this matter, on this matter. We will not be careful. Verse 17. They said, our Lord, ever say our Lord. Our Lord, whom we serve, is able to do what? To deliver us. He's able to save us. That is faith. Our Lord, Mama, your God that you serve, is able to save you. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Our God, whom we serve, is able to do what? To save us. That is faith. But you know, there's something more than faith. Don't be surprised. I will tell you what it is. It is called trust. Trust is faith. Is when we faith is grasping the unreality. You know, there is hope, there is faith, then there is trust. Hope is assurance of the things hoped for. You know that faith is grasping the unrealities of hope and dragging them down to the realm of reality. That is faith. But trust is when we don't have faith. You know what? In verse 17, they say, our God that we serve is able to save us. When you have the ability in the power of God, that is faith. He's able to save us. They move from faith to trust. Trust is whenever you cannot trace God, you can't trace Him, trust Him. It's different from faith. Faith is God will give me. Trust is evil. Look at what they said to Him in verse 17 and 18. They said in verse 17, our God that we serve is able to save us from this fire. They said next, look at the next verse. They said, and if He refuses, that is verse 18. I've showed you verse 16. I've showed you 17. And I'm showing you 18. Is that correct? Tell pastor when you come that I taught you this one. Even if God refuses to save us, we will not bow down. That is what we call trust. When God had that in heaven, He sent Jesus into that fire. Say, Jesus, dispatch. Go to that fire. And the Bible says when Nebuchadnezzar, in anger, in fury, He threw them into fire. After throwing them into the fire, then He looked and saw there were how many people? Because trust drew the fourth person to that place. And Jesus came and stayed with them in that fire. And that's why the Bible says, and when you pass through fire, it will not burn you. Challenges can come. They are inevitable. We can't avoid them. They are day to day. They don't come in order. But we are not going to die in them. We have an assurance. Say to somebody, what shall I do now? Oh, say it loud. What shall I do now? And that's where I'm going to close this morning. That's point number 5. What shall I do now? What shall I do is a question that came about 8 times in the Bible. Remember the jailer in Acts chapter 16. Verse 33, they said to Paul and Silas, when they have escaped, say, sir, what shall I do? Remember the young rich man, he said, master, what shall I do to enter the kingdom of God? Remember the rich fool, his barn is very plenty. Say, now, what shall I do now? Remember that one? Remember the servant, his manager, whom the master put over things to be looking at? And after the master said, I'm going to fire you. Look and say, what shall I do now? Is that correct? That's the state we are now. Say to somebody, what shall I do now? Say to him, what shall I do now? Say to him, what shall I do now? Whenever you are in trouble, he's not going to overcome you. You are going to do what the prodigal boy did. In the book of Luke chapter 16, the Bible said the prodigal boy, you remember the story of the prodigal boy? He had wasted all the challenges of life surrounded him. He was feeding the food. He wanted to even eat the food of the pig they didn't give him. But you know what happened? The Bible said the prodigal boy, he came to himself. Say to somebody, he came to himself. Look at the Bible, the book of Luke chapter 16. Where's the Bible? Luke chapter 16. The Bible says he came to himself. And what did he say when he came to himself? He said, I shall arise. Everybody say, I shall arise. Say it loud, let me hear you. Say it loud, let me hear you. In Luke 15 verse 17. Luke 15, 17. Boy came to himself, and in verse 18, he said, I will arise. What is this month? What is this month of April? I cannot hear you. That is the solution when you are surrounded by challenges. Are you hearing me now? So look at somebody and tell him, you will arise. Look at what the Bible says in verse 18 over there. The Bible says, and I will arise and I will go to my father. You cannot afford to just bow your head and sit down there and be crying. No! In 1 Samuel chapter 30, the Bible says, they came to burn Ziklag. They came to burn Ziklag. And when they came to burn Ziklag, they took away David's wife, they took away his children. And what was David doing? David began to cry. 1 Samuel chapter 30. And David began to cry until he had no more power to cry, because they have taken away his wife and children. And after that, the Bible says, and David encouraged himself in the Lord. And that's what you are going to do this month of April. You are going to encourage yourself in the Lord. You are going to rise. Say to somebody, you are going to rise. Go to four people and tell them, rise up. Go to him and say, you will rise up. Say to him, you will rise up. Stand up from your feet. Go to four people and say, you will rise up. You are going to help me. Join me in preaching to that man. Say, you will rise up this month. It is time to rise up. Tell him it is time to rise up. Tell him it is right to rise up. Rise up from poverty. Tell him rise up from penury. Tell him rise up from lack. Tell him those challenges will come, but it will not kill you. Tell him it will not overcome you. People, they are not telling anybody. Tell them it will not overcome you. Say to them, it will not overcome you. Tell him, rise up from where you are. What will I do now? Stay where you are. Stand up. Stand up. Stand up. In the passage we are using for the month, the Bible says, arise and shine. And that was why that boy rose up. He said, I will arise. I will go to my father. Because whenever you are in challenges, what you need to do is to arise. You stand up, you rise up. I will arise. That boy's life was in a mess. I will arise from this mess. I'm not going to stay in this mess. But let me tell you what that means. This month of April, some of you will need to rise up in prayer. This month of April, some of you will need to rise up in fasting. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Put it back there. That book, that passage, Luke 15 verse 18. The Bible says, the prodigal boy said, I will arise. He was in a total mess. How many of you are in mess this morning? In any area of your life? Maybe your finances in a mess, your marriage is in a mess, your job is in a mess, your career is in a mess, your health is in a mess. The boy looked at himself. He had heard all the sermon I preached this morning. Hearing the sermon does not give you solution. It is what you do after hearing the sermon. And that's why that question is very, very important. What shall I do now? What will I do now? Until you ask that question and do something. So the boy said, what I'm going to do is, I will arise. After hearing the sermon, after preaching to himself, he now said, what I'm going to do now is, I will arise. Everybody say, I will arise. And some of you may have to arise in prayer. Maybe what you have not done is you have not prayed. You know what the boy did was, he arose and he went to his father. That was what you arose to go and do. You will have to arise in different areas of life, depending on the areas of your challenge. Some of you, as I was preaching this morning, you have seen some words of God that has come to you and stood in front of you. That is what means to arise. Something will just pump you from inside. You say, this is what I need to do. Some of you are having confusion about your business, and then you are going to just walk and arise into light. So we need to arise and arise into different areas. Some will arise into fasting, as I said. Some will have to arise into obedience. Are you hearing what I'm saying now? Some of you have to arise into obedience. We are not arising into the same thing. Are you hearing me? 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 We are not arising into the same thing. Some we have to arise into obedience. For example, the Bible says, whatever it tells you to do, do it. John 2:5. Some will have to arise into obedience. For example, the Bible says, if you are willing and obedience, what will you do? You will eat the good of the land. You want to eat the good of the land, then you may have to do some obedience. Now, I don't know the instruction God is giving you. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Because God, into obedience, you have to arise into prayer. Some people to prayer. Maybe you need to fight and pray. And pray in the place of prayer. You have to arise. And once you pray, that problem is over. Are you hearing me? Some of you, we have to arise and come to the pastor. Listen to what I'm saying. The Lord will say to some of you, somebody met me yesterday and said, God said you should pray for me. If that was what God said, who am I to query God? Because that was the word to arise into. So if that is it, some of you, God will tell you to arise into giving. Are you hearing what I'm saying now? You may be here and God is going to say, go and do a particular offering. Our areas of arising will be different, but we are all going to get the same result. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Look at somebody and tell him, I will arise. Say it loud to him, I will arise. Say it loud to him, I will arise. Say after me, I will arise. I am arising from death. I am arising from lack. I am arising from poverty. I am arising from struggle. I am arising from failure. I am arising from backwardness. I am arising from disease. I am rising from death. I am rising from slavery. I am moving into glory. I am moving into results. I am moving into answer. I am moving into possibility. I am moving into progress. I am moving into success. I am moving into speed. In the name of Jesus. Open your two hands and raise it the way I have done now. And close your eyes, everybody.
You have just listened to The World of His Grace through God's Choice Servant. We believe in the ability of the world to transform, renew, and change your life for the better as you embrace and do the Word of God. Join God's Choice Servant in life-changing services at the Life Cathedral, Airport Bus Stop, Samunda UA Road, Ibadan, every Sunday service, 7:30 a.m. Lighthouse International Christian Center, where grace lived. God bless you. Real good.